what do you put gas in? The little thing, you know, the little things you put down in the dark, it's got a little long thing on it.
Well, it is, we got one in
there. What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Whip.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a... If you buy groceries at the grocery store, the person would put them in a...
buggy. In a bag.
What kind?
A paper bag. Funnels, like that is.
A what?
Funnel.
That's right, that big.
A funnel.
Oh. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
Packed in bags.
Okay. You ever say sack or poke or anything like that?
Yes, I said sack or bag or poke.
Which one's most common?
Well, I guess bag. Poke with me.
What kind of bag does cottonseed meal come in?
Burlap.
Okay. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
A turn of corn.
And when the lights burn out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
new glow.
And a
new bulb. A, mm-hmm.
What kind of bulb? What do you call it? Just a... Go ahead, Aunt Jenny. No, go ahead.
One of them bulbs, all I know.
Yeah. But it makes a what?
A light.
Okay.
Light bulb, then.
When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a...
basket.
What do nails come in?
A keg.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood or staves?
No, the barrel, a hook.
What do you put in the top of a bottle?
Cork.
A musical instrument that children play, or that you used to play. What did you used to play?
Jew's harp.
Anything else?
French harp. Harmonica, they call them.
Yeah, but you called it a Jew's harp, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, why did they call it a Jew's harp?
Well, it just had a tongue, and you know, you like that. That's a Jew's harp.
Are they really any difference between that and a French harp?
Yes, French harp has notes. Little notes in them.
And what does the Jew's harp have?
Just a tongue.
A what?
A tongue. Just a little long steel tongue, and you knock that with your finger and make a tune with it. Put it again your teeth.
Uh-huh. Do you have to hum the tune?
Yeah, you hum the tune.
Could you still play one?
Yes, I could if I could have one.
You hadn't got one?
No.
Where would you get them? Can you still buy them?
I don't know.
Did they buy them or make them?
They buy them. Yeah, you can get a little fine ones and make a fine tune or a coarse tune, different kind of tunes, you know. And you blow your breath again, then, you know, blow your tune and it picks it. You pick it with your finger and it makes that tune. It makes good music.
What do you... hit a nail with?
A hammer.
Who taught you to play the Jew's harp?
My daddy.
He played one?
Yeah.
And where'd he learn?
I don't know.
He just had, always play?
Yeah, back then they had Jew's harps. Every kid nearly had a Jew's harp when I was a child.
Could Grandpa play one?
Yes, he could play it.
Could Uncle Floyd?
Yeah, no, Floyd, and I don't know whether you ever seen.